on Hub.tv also. Rav, go ahead, please. Yes, we're beginning a new year. The year 5741. And let's hope that this year would be the year of opening of the revelation of the Creator to the created beings as He would like it and as we very much want it, so that we will arrange our desires towards Him as His desires are towards us, and that way He will be revealed. The connection between us will be revealed. We need to see each and every day how much we're more together, bonded, because the revelation of the Creator to the created being depends only on the connection between us, and the revelation of the Creator to created beings is the purpose and the principle and the center of all of our efforts of the whole of creation, why the Creator created everything and then broke it and concealed everything, and He gave it to us in a broken form and under concealment, so that we will learn through this His qualities, such discernments by which we will be able to come to know Him, and so that we will be ready, capable of discovering Him. That is, that we will be mature, grown up. Accordingly, He will be revealed and we will be able to understand Him correctly, accept Him, and be partners with Him in the whole of creation. And we will have to learn more for this. However, indeed, this state where we will start to feel ourselves together and Him between us, that state is approaching us. Therefore, this article, I to my beloved and my beloved to me, that is, we to the Creator and the Creator to us, is an article that explains to us a lot about our past. It seems that Baal HaSulam truly wrote it for us. And our friends, Dudi and Akoka, they divided it into nice, good excerpts, small excerpts, so that we will be able to grasp them, work with them, and advance in such a way, build ourselves according to what is written. So, let's start.
So we will start, we will read excerpts from Baal Sulam's article, what is the acronym Elul in the work? This is from Shemadi 42. Excerpt number one. We must understand the purpose of creation, which is said to be because He wishes to do good to His creations, and because of the tikkun, correction, so there will not be a matter of bread of shame, a tzimtzum, restriction, was made.
So that there would be no shame with the fear that He is receiving the revelation of the Creator, the attitude of the Creator, that the Creator will open up for him the whole of reality, and this will be revealed inside of the person's will to receive, so that the more he will receive according to his will to receive without any breaks, any stops, to that extent he will feel what he is receiving. However, he will move far away from the one he is receiving from, because everything is right there before him according to his will to receive, and he won't even notice the Creator. So, in order for it not to happen this way, but in order for us to get to know the Creator, the Source, and reach a state of being like Him, being equal to Him, and then accordingly, we will be able to enjoy in that state from everything that the Creator has.
And from the tzimtzum, restriction, extended the masach, screen, by which the vessels of reception are attuned to, turned into bestowal. When the vessels are prepared to be in order to bestow, we immediately receive the light that is hidden and treasured for His creations. It means that one receives the delight and pleasure that was in the thought of creation, to do good to His creations,
so that the good and pleasure are hidden specifically because we get to know the Creator, and then we receive from Him the true good and pleasure that He had in mind, and not that we receive a little bit of something and without any relation to Him. By that, we would simply block ourselves, clog ourselves completely. The purpose of the Creator is to bring man, the created being, to His degree, so that he will be like the Creator. This is why it is called Adam. Domé laboré. There are questions, Dudi?
In what is the created being close to the Creator, and in what is he far from the Creator?
Well, explain this to me with the example of a baby and a mother. In what is he close, and in what is he far away? With respect to the mother, there is nothing more important than the baby. That is clear to us. So in that, he's close from the side of the mother. On the side of the baby, he doesn't know. Is he close? Is he far away? He doesn't know. He doesn't have any discernments yet. Rather, what does he want? He just wants to receive from her whatever he wants. It's according to the will to receive. This is precisely the state where, from which we begin our path. And then we begin to hear from the Kabbalists that there is an upper force who is behaving with us as a mother, and it wants to develop us, and then we have to grow. But to grow is by us making efforts to understand Him, to feel Him, to through forces of identification, equivalence, and we grow in such a way. That is, to grow in spirituality, it's not as in corporeality. In corporeality, we ourselves, we don't know how, but we become more and more similar to grown-up people. We grow more and more and more. But in spirituality, we must, by ourselves, inside of us, we have to develop the image of the Creator. Therefore, we are called, referring to the future, Adam, Domé laboré, similar to the Creator. And then all of our work is that we need an environment. It's a spiritual kindergarten called the group. And there we begin to grow. And to build between us relations such as we think exist in the Creator. That I need to relate to the friends, as it seems to me that the Creator is relating to us. And that way, more and more I learn how to resemble the Creator. And if we do so in the 10, mutually towards one another, by this we prepare within us qualities in which we can recognize the upper force. That is, in truth, we do not just sit and wait for the Creator to come to us. He will not come. He does not exist outside of the created beings, but rather from within us we build His image. And this image that we build is revealed as the Creator who is managing us, He is the one who preceded us, etc. But in truth, it all depends on a connection between us and the way that in our system that we establish, we build such a quality called Bore. Come and see. Bore, Creator, is come and see, meaning if you should come and you will see between you whatever you made. If you build desires to receive that will be in a connection so as to bestow to one another, then according to how they will interconnect to each other, these 10 desires to receive, let's say, into a system of a mutual bestowal, then in that system you will discover the law of bestowal, the quality of bestowal, which is called Boe, Creator. Therefore, everything is enclosed within the relations between the friends. And all of our work is in the relations between us and the Creator, according to how He created the desires to receive. He placed within the will to receive all of the qualities that will resist, that will fail us, so that upon our efforts to connect in a good, mutual, nice way, we will learn through these efforts for and against how we reach building the image of the Creator in us, between us, truly between us. And now the question out of it is, should we need to pray to the Creator. So what does it mean to pray to the Creator? To pray to that system that needs to be established between us and needs to show itself as a complete, beautiful, good system, full of love. This is what we pray for. And from here it should be clear to us that the Creator has to be revealed in the heart of each one, in the collective heart between us, and so on. A little bit more to interpret more correctly what Kabbalists explain to us.
This reason for the correction is for there not to be the bread of shame. So what is the reason? What is the bread of shame?
The bread of shame is a feeling inside of the person that he's receiving something that he does not deserve. He does not deserve it. It starts with me feeling that I am the created being. The Creator created me. He created the whole world. He created for me these conditions. He brought me to a group that is yearning towards the purpose of creation, to bring me to eternity, to Ein Sof, to such things that I couldn't even dream on. So for this, because of this, I start to feel shame. And then I need to perform actions in order to cover the shame. It's like you, let's say you receive in a restaurant without paying, you get something that you very much need, so you feel shame as a result. And then we must feel the opposite attitude, that we have to cover the shame. If I'm in a group, then it's relatively easy to reveal shame towards the friends, that I'm ashamed about how successful they are and I'm not. And then it helps me to reach the masach, the screen, that even if I receive for the sake of the friends, for the sake of the group, and through them, for the sake of the Creator. Rehovot.
If I don't feel the Creator and I don't feel I receive from the Creator, what do I have to make a tzimtzum over?
Very good. You're right. Very good. Do all of these things towards the friends. Because I dwell within my own people. The Creator believes me. Believe me that the Creator is in the friends. The moment that you arrange such relations with the friends, then you will begin out of that to reach from the love of people to the love of the Creator. You will start to feel that you're also having a relation with Him. And in the meantime, you see the way it is, the way it was with us. Instead of introducing us to the whole world when we are little, they bring us to the kindergarten, so that there we will start to get to know people, friends, how to play with them, what to do with them, etc. Later on to school, and that way we gradually enter the society of the grown-ups. And it's the same here.
I don't feel I get that from the friends either.
Okay, but there you can begin to truly build yourself. As Rabash writes in his articles, try to actualize each and every article of his in the society.
Arba.
PT 4.
Good morning. It seems that there are two relationships in a person, one towards the Creator and one towards the created being, the will to receive. How does the relationship between one and his will to receive develop as he comes close to the Creator?
The more the person develops, he begins to feel that his relations with the society are more important than his relations with the Creator. Because until he will build the right relations with the society, the Creator will not be revealed and he will have no contact with the Creator. About this it says, I dwell within my people, that the Creator is in the group. If you reach the group, you connect with the group, then afterwards you begin to arrange your relations with the Creator. PT6. Same action, to bestow to each other.
So where does the fulfillment happen if your vessel of reception is restricted?
You open them up to the extent that you have Masach and Ochozel, reflected light. To that extent, you open up your vessels of reception.
It just sounds as though all the fulfillment is not in you, rather you fill him.
No, I fill him in my relation, my attitude. What will you give him? Right? Rather, I fill myself with pleasures, and my intention is that I receive these pleasures only from him, for him. So in these pleasures, I feel 620 times more than what my vessels of reception receive. My vessels of reception receive, let's say, a kilogram of pleasure, dishes, let's say, or something, 1 kilogram. However, in my vessels of bestowal, because I am receiving it from the Creator and I'm aiming myself to the Creator, from this I feel 620 times more pleasure, the magnitude of the Creator relative to the magnitude of the created being.
Okay, so what is this action that he writes about when preparing the vessels? He writes, when you prepare the vessels to be in order to bestow.
This means that I have to perform a restriction. I need to say to the host, no. Just like Bala Sulam writes to us in the preface, that the host pleads the guest multiple times, and after all of the pleadings, it's clear to the guest that if he will receive it only for the sake of the host, then he starts receiving.
So, what is the preparation of the vessels?
This is called the preparation of the vessels.
Telling him no?
Yes, of course, that we have a restriction, and we're in a certain state where we check, can we receive or not? And if I will receive and I will fail, then I will not receive. So then I have to build an entire system so that I can be certain that I will not receive for myself. This system is called the Rosh of the Partsuf, where I discover everything that the host wants to give me, and I calculate, should I receive or not, in what form, to what extent, and only after that I agree and I receive some part. And a very tiny part, all of the great light that comes from the Creator to the created beings, it remains as makif, surrounding light.
Beseder?
Okay.
Tov.
All right.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вопрос от товарища.
Да.
Меня слышно?
Слышно. А где?
Question from a friend.
Он с нами. Вот вас, смотрит на вас.
Our friend's with us. He watches you. He simply doesn't speak Russian well, so he asked me to ask. What is the good act that I can do for the Creator, and why does the Creator need this good act?
That's a very good question. Why do I need to bestow to the Creator? Why does the Creator need me to bestow to Him? And what exactly do I bestow to Him?
So,
These questions are not so simple, but in the meantime, we will answer them in the following way. I can bestow to the Creator by receiving only in order to resemble Him.
Sometimes it sounds like I am the one performing the restriction, and sometimes we say that only the upper light can perform the restriction. What is my work?
To ask. You have nothing besides asking. For each and every action, if before this action you're not turning to the Creator and asking, then this action is incorrect. It just seems to you that you did it. All of our actions are all in all in prayer, in asking. That's it. This is how it is. And this is how we grow. Even though we perform great actions on great degrees, there even more we discover how much we depend on the Creator and how much we have to receive guidance from Him and power, correction, everything. The Lord will finish my work. This is how it is, always. And we're not ashamed about for it. I mean, from how will we know what creation is? How can we do each and everything? Each degree that is revealed under concealment. It's darkness. Darkness. I don't know what to do. And don't you say, but you've already gone through 120 degrees. What's another 1 or 2 degrees for you? You have experience. There is no experience. There is no experience. Why? I'll tell you. Because the higher you will go into degree 120, like Rabbi Shimon, you will fall back down and even deeper each time. You were never in such a depth in your will to receive. Then you won't know anything. The darkness is even worse among the degrees, more and more and more. And then you need a prayer in order to rise to an even higher degree. It is all only through connection with the Creator. But the connection with the Creator is revealed only inside of your connection with the group. Therefore, from the love of people to the love of the Creator in each and every state.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Av. What do I need in order to make the restriction in the 10 exactly?
What do I need to restrict in the 10? You need to relate to the 10 as you relate to the Creator. That's all. Not more. You have to relate to the 10 as you relate to the Creator. Truly, it's the same.
Turkey.
Я имею в виду, как я проверяю, что вот эти килим я могу как бы сейчас, ну,
but how do I check that I can use these vessels and these I cannot use?
Through the Tzimtzum restriction, where you don't do anything, and then after the restriction you check how much can I receive in order to bestow. And it will be such a system which you will build together with the friends. And only between the lot of you, if it exists, then you will be able to turn it, to turn to the Creator.
Rav, можно вопрос?
No.
Еще.
Rav, can I also ask?
Go ahead.
Когда вы говорите, что я должен выстроить молитву по отношению к Творцу.
When you say that I should build the prayer in my relation to the Creator, for me the Creator is the ten. But sometimes I hear that I need to build a prayer through the 10 to the Creator.
Meaning through the 10 to the Creator. That's how I need to exist. If you aim yourself towards the Ketel of the 10, that is the Creator. Yes, that's how it is.
Что такое Кетер десятки?
What is the ketel of the 10?
The sum total of all the intentions, the thoughts, the goals of the ten, the whole ten, that's their keter, and I want to bestow to that the essence of the ten as it wishes to be. But it's not worthwhile to be confusing yourself with that for the time being. The question is more schematic also. Try to reach it through your emotions and not through the mind. The mind will lead you astray. All right?
What does it mean? Oh, how is the annulment of my self-love manifested?
That's a nice question. The annulment of my self-love is felt by, or as me, stopping to feel, not feeling myself anymore. Ceasing to feel myself. And then, from that, I can come to feel the friends and the creator and the whole of reality, the world. My self-love no longer hides reality from me. However, until I cancel and all the self-love, I cannot see anything but for myself. I feel somehow that there's a world, friends, a group. I imagine to myself who the creator may be, but all of this is just imagination. It seems to me that way because my own self-love is clothed on them, so I see them through my self-love, through my self-love, through my ego. So, if a person annuls his ego, his self-love, he begins to see reality as it is. Continue, Petartika 5. Ah, yes, David.
But what you say, it sounds as though this act of annulment, we receive it from above also.
Yes, of course. I cannot annul myself by myself, but I ask, I pray, and then suddenly I receive such a state. So some force from above acts upon me and annuls my ego.
Petr Tikva 5. If I stop feeling myself, then where do I feel the friends? The Creator also.
In them. I feel in them.
What does this mean?
It's, well, I don't feel it anymore with any calculation for myself, the extent to which it's positive or negative or so on, but I feel them as they are.
Where do I feel them?
You begin to feel their will to receive, and in that you feel them. And later, the will to bestow to them develops in you, where you want to give, to bestow. And then from there you want to feel them, but with the will to bestow. It's tzimtzum, masach, reflected light, and you're drawn to them. And your will, your desire checks to see what you want to give to them. It's called make his will your own.
Okay. Actually, about annulment of self-love, he writes here that he is called Dvekut, adhesion.
Yes, it's the beginning of adhesion. The more I annul myself towards the friend, it means that I reach a state where I start adhering to him.
Adhering with a friend or the Creator?
Or the Creator. It doesn't matter. With the Creator, with the friend, it's safer. Though it may seem to you that with the Creator it's easier, it's better, it's more correct, that's not true. With the friend it's much safer, more effective.
When we say dvekut, adhesion, that the Creator does everything He did, He does, He will do all of the acts, and the person is just standing at some expert point, and he sees that everything is Him. So first of all, that he discover it in the, from the friends, meaning that system of the ten is what channels his entire life.
Yes, the problem is that we cannot reach the Creator with a vessel which is half or a quarter corrected. With the society, I can start from zero and to gradually correct myself with all sorts of intentions, thoughts, and desires, reciprocal and so on, until we reach through experience, through ascents, descents, arguments, we reach a state where we truly can turn to the Creator from it. We need to create, to prepare an address to the Creator from the friends, otherwise we won't be able to turn to Him. All right.
USA Northwest.
Thank you, Rav. The question is, my own self-love clothed over the general desire, is that what continues to perpetuate the shattering?
Repeat, please.
Yes, my own self-love clothed over the general desire, is that what continues to perpetuate the shattering?
No, there is no more shattering. There is now only the revelation of the shattered vessels, more and more. Exactly, so you reveal them more and more. So it seems like the shattering is ongoing, but it isn't. It was there before, it was just not apparent to us because we could not see it. The more we advance, the one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. So we discover the shattering in all sorts of ways, and from that we come to a need for each other, connection between us and the Creator more and more. We don't need to be afraid of the revelation of the shattered vessels. Like yesterday it was so good, but today I hate everything, I don't want any of it, the friends aren't friends, and so on. We shouldn't be overly impressed. The revelation of the shattering is actually good. From yesterday's good work, the next day I rise and everything is broken, I don't want anything, I'm tired of it all, I have no desire for it, and so on. That's how it is, actually.
So
we read Ish Chassidaya, he was a righteous man. Again,
number three. It is written, I am my beloved. It means that by the I annulling my will to receive before the Creator in the form of entirely to bestow, one obtains and my beloved is mine. It means that my beloved, who is the Creator, is mine. He imparts me the delight and pleasure found in the thought of creation. Thus, what was hidden and restricted before has now become disclosure of the face, since now the purpose of creation has been revealed, to do good to his creations.
Everyone listening?
Kulam.
Everyone. Let's hold an exercise. Let's say that the Creator was revealed to all of us. Let's say He's revealed to all of us, each and everyone together, all the tens. What then would be our proper behavior towards each other in Bnei Baruch? And even our attitude towards the world. The Creator has been revealed, but revealed to us, not the world, anything else, just to us, to Bnei Baruch. Our tents, each member of our tents, how would our behavior change? Please, it's a workshop. Humanity, because they are the purpose of creation. Love. I want to say something. You're all saying how you'd relate to the Creator, but first I have the friends in front of me. I have a group in front of me. Yes, and humanity isn't very far from me as well. Excuse me. How would I relate to them? That's what I want to ask about. If the Creator was revealed, how would we relate to each other in the ten and between us and humanity? What form of relation would we establish? And then from that to the Creator, you cannot relate to the Creator more better than you relate to the created beings. There's no such thing. Abbas writes about this, about Baal Sulam too, even, I think. Talk about that, please. If the Creator was revealed, what would happen to us? How would we change?
Please.
Perhaps again.
Again, reading from Baal Sulam, the love of God and the love of men. When one completes one's work in love of others and bestows upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestows upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two, for anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker.
From here, I would like to awaken to bring up another short discussion. Let's say that now we started behaving between us, amongst ourselves, not with the whole world, amongst ourselves, as though the Creator is revealed to the full power and extent that we can imagine. How then can we see the relationships between us if the Creator was revealed completely, as much as possible? Please, what relationships between us would we then see? Go ahead.
Rav, is this state that we are revealing in such a way, is that considered faith above reason? Please. Is that state where we reveal, where we imagine the Creator as clothing in us, as clothed in us, and we act accordingly, is that considered that we are acting in faith above reason?
That are beginning to operate on us.
Rav, how do we, in practice, each one in his ten, act in such a way that we are all in the sensation of there is none else besides him? How do we, in practice, throughout the entire day and all night, all the time, how do we maintain ourselves in there is none else besides him? And then we will begin to constantly feel every single moment from the will to receive that awakens, from our efforts to strengthen this force of connection, this force of faith that we're constantly growing. How do we stabilize every single moment of our existence in such a way to be in faith above reason? To the extent the will to receive is revealed, we're in a mutual force of bestowal, and we truly feel ourselves that the Creator is seemingly clothed in us. Go ahead. Being aware of what's happening. Rav, so what are we lacking if to have such relationships between us in every single ten? That love will cover all crimes, no matter what. I don't care what kind of relationships we have between us. Just to cover them with connection, with love, and to constantly care just for that. And the Creator, He'll already make sure to create this connection between us, and we will cover these crimes with love. Until the state of love and hatred will be so great that the Creator will be able to be revealed there, in that gap between these two states. So maybe that is how we need to advance. And why in such a way that we constantly want to imagine the Creator between us, that we stabilize Him between us, that we don't want to detach from Him, and we constantly feel that it is Him existing between us and we adhere to Him? And why upon our egoistic desires isn't that state called faith above reason? What else are we lacking? Go ahead.
Them.
Rav, I don't know what we're lacking if we depict this state that we are in the world of the Creator, and He surrounds us and holds us from every direction, and there is none else besides Him, and in every state it will be as good that does good, and we need to cancel our ego, to cancel our will to receive, so that we will be in that state like I described, and then to hold on to that same state. And no more. From Him we start, from Him we begin to grow as this drop of semen in the womb. In that case, the Creator is able to hold us inside because He is the upper partsuf of us. Always the upper partsuf towards the lower one is called Creator. And then we can be contained in the upper one, in the Creator. If we cancel all the evil that it doesn't exist, it only seems to us that it does, and we only want to belong to goodness, to love, to bestow. That is already considered that we are raising ourselves in the upper one. So what's the problem? What do we need to demand of Him? Only to help us to the extent that we need to annul and annul and annul, that we are constantly in a state as if He is existent and we exist in Him. As if. Because we don't want it to be revealed, because then we'll grab onto Him and we'll start sucking everything from Him. It will already be poisoning the male function. An abortion, etc. We want only a simple thing: for Him to give us strength, the force of faith in the form of bestowal, to the extent that we're able to be in bestowal, to depict Him as existent and us in Him, to that extent exactly, to hold ourselves. that is considered being in faith above reason, for the time being. We'll do some exercises about that, and then you'll be able to ask later. Go ahead. So how do you realize this first state of entering conception into the upper one, into the Creator? Go ahead.
How are we entering into conception in the Creator? Simply enter.
Rav, yes, that's what it says. And the Creator will be conceived in me for you, for your sake. What does that sentence mean? And the Creator will be conceived in me for your sake. To ask of the Creator to help me and null towards the friends. Rav, what is the difference if we make an effort to ask of the Creator to annul our ego and to give us the ability to adhere to Him, or does He do it Himself? What is the difference if it's done with a prior action of ours, a prayer, an effort from our side, or if it's done from Him?
That we don't need anything except for the Ibul.
Rav, how do I depict the Creator as being behind each and every friend, and how do I want to identify the Creator Himself that way, and by that to correct myself, to direct myself to the Creator, that all in all, this is an image that I build, if you can call it an image, that I build behind every friend. And if I treat every single friend with the correct form, as much as I can for now, then all in all, I discover this image of the Creator behind them. How can we realize this in practice?
Again, one cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure except when one works in bestowal. At that time, one can say, oh, I don't care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. And if the Creator understands that He will have more contentment if I work in the form of a choraim, I agree.
Shilot.
Questions. If there are, then we'll keep going.
And shilot.
No questions. There are. Okay. French.
What does it mean the Creator understands?
Understands?
And if the Creator understands that he will have more contentment?
That's what a person said, that if the Creator does this to me, meaning he understands that is for my benefit, because he is entirely a will to bestow, then I receive that, even though it doesn't seem like that to me, that it's good.
BB UK.
Yes, what is the correct prayer I need to have for myself? And what is the correct prayer I should have for my 10?
The correct prayer is for me to act in every single way, to find myself acting correctly. That is what I pray for. That's it. That is my inclination, my tendency. That is what I aspire for, yearn for. I crave for it.
Correctly.
To act correctly is that I ask only for this. Give me the opportunity to feel, to understand, to act the way I need to. I have nothing, I don't know a thing. I only want to be good in your eyes.
What about for the 10? What am I praying for them?
Yes, of course, also for the 10. It's all through the 10. If I don't express this in the 10, then I'm not doing it towards the Creator.
But my question is, if I want the 10 to advance, but I don't want to give an incorrect prayer to the Creator. And I'm part of that 10, so I don't want to pray for myself, I want to pray for them, but if I want them to advance, do I say, I want the friends to nullify to the Creator? I want the friends to feel the Creator? What's the correct direction of that prayer?
No, for him to do with them what he understands, whatever he thinks, that the upper light will influence them as it should. You don't determine anything. You don't want to tell him what to do. You only want the upper light to shine on you all, including yourself, that you're pulling him to this. You're the conduit. And you want the friends to take such a form that the Creator will enjoy of them. The Creator enjoy, in other words, that they will be in their form suited to the upper light. Okay? New York 4.
We have another question from Leo. Why making efforts to adhere to the Creator above the ego is not enough to go above reason?
That's exactly the same. The effort to cling to the Creator above the ego is considered to be in faith above reason. Ego is reason, and the ability to adhere to him, to the Creator, in faith above reason is to be in faith, in bestowal.
So we have a confusion in the 10. You asked this in the workshop, so we're looking for, why did we scrutinize it? Why did you have us scrutinize it?
No, Vakasha.
Go ahead.
I don't
understand what they're silent now. New York 3.
Thank you, Rav. Tell me, please, when I pray for the 10, do I need to include within it also a prayer and request for the Rav as the teacher? For the
upper? No, you don't need to. You need to pray only for the Kli, in which you expect the Creator to correct, to be revealed, and to have contempt. That is a 10. That's it. Okay.
Yes, dear Rav. How are our relations in the 10 changing today if the Creator would be revealed between us?
That is what you need to depict yourselves and to do yourselves from this moment onwards. And in no other way, and nothing other than that. Only like that. That is the only way you need to behave, as if the Creator is revealed and He dwells and He fulfills everything between you. And that's how you need to be 24 hours a day. From this moment onwards, this is how you'll behave.
Я представляю, что Творец между нами раскрывается. То есть из этого.
I depict the fact that the Creator is revealed between us, and from this I operate towards the friends all the time.
Yep, that's how you behave towards the friends. It means that you are acting above your ego. That it ruins the whole world, the group, and the Creator. All in all, you want as if to ruin the ego. It's as if you have a device and you're resetting it. You're turning the dial to zero. And then you see the measurement differently, correctly, without any interference, any corruption of your device. That is how you want to live.
Ну, я так это себе представляю, что я для начала должен соединить желание товарища.
I depict it this way, that first of all, I need to connect the desires of the friends so that we will have a kli.
You need to start like I spoke now. That is how you need to begin to behave with them. That's all. Why is it a problem? Will you demand from them some kind of new, different behavior? You need to do it. Even without talking to them, without anything. You can talk, but even without talking to them, this is how you need to treat them. That the Creator is revealed. You see Him behind every friend. You see Him among everyone. You have this approach not to the friends, but to the Creator that is among them all. There is none else besides Him.
Thank you, Rav. Can you explain the last sentence of this excerpt?
The
last sentence, I'll read it all. One cannot persist and appreciate the concealment like the disclosure. Excerpt number 5. Except when one works in bestowal. That he doesn't mind, as long as he can bestow. And if it's concealed or revealed to him, it doesn't matter. At that time, one can say, I do not care what I feel during the work, because what is important to me is that I want to bestow upon the Creator. If the Creator understands that He will have more contentment if I work in a form of Ahoraim, meaning that He'll be concealed from me, then I agree to that too. The Creator is constantly playing with us. Greater revelation, less revelation, in different forms. There are many discernments in the panim and achoraim, in the posterior and anterior. And a person needs to learn only one thing from this. I need, in spite of all the changes, I need to reach out to the Creator constantly towards absolute bestowal, complete bestowal. That's it.
Bulgaria.
На каждого урока вы даете нам разные инструкции. Нужно ли нам фокус в одно основное практическое?
Every lesson you give different guidance. Do we need to take a daily practical guidance?
Every lesson, I give you one problem. That you need to live with this problem until tomorrow. Because in the evening lesson, we're only adding some technical things. I only take the morning lessons seriously. The evening lessons are a study. And that is why I calculate this entire process we go through, all of my action of work. I am entirely, I'm thinking from one morning lesson to the next. And those who come in the evening, it's good. He gets an addition, but it's not that it changes that in any way. That is why you need until tomorrow morning to be in what we are now learning and to try and realize this within the group, with the Creator. That's it. Yes, Dodi.
Can you express the daily problem that we should be concerned with today?
I don't see that it's a problem, first of all. I see that it's a gift from above that the Creator gives us, that He wants us to begin to relate to Him from the connection between us on a higher degree. That I want to behave as if the Creator is revealed in the world, especially in the group. And that is how I treat the friends. And that is what I expect the friends to treat me with. That is considered that we want to raise the systems of connection between us as systems of bina, of faith, above the systems of our ego. And of course, we'll feel different forms of resistance, of collision. The Creator knows how to incite like no one else. And even though today we think, okay, that's it, we'll be like good kids, all of us nice and pure and educated. You'll see what will be. No one will be able to remember what he said in the morning. You'll have suddenly such hatred and demands from others. If they'll show it to him from the side, he won't believe it's him. So we need to constantly care for guiding the group, this boat, that we then begin to work in mutual responsibility, Arvut. That's it.
When you hear the things that you're saying with all your might, you want to take your 10 forward. And then what happens is that just like their faces are different, so are their opinions. So you think something and you're trying to go forward, then you discover that each has an opinion that's a little different. And it's very difficult. It stops you. The fact that not everyone is like you, it's like you want to go with all your might forward, and then all of a sudden one goes a little right, a little left, each.
What do you even expect? What do you expect? That everyone will think the same as you? That everyone will feel the same as you? That everyone will be like you?
No, that everyone will go towards the Creator like me.
Each one sees it differently.
Right, that's what's happening.
So what?
So it blocks the wheels. It stops. It's like you're trying to...
What do you understand? What do you know about this blocking the wheels? You do your job. Don't ask about what will be. It's not your business. Do your work as much as you can do it cleanly without these calculations that you're now sharing with us, that you expect the friends to think like you. Then I'll be able to take them into my pocket and go forward. What an ego, huh?
It's not ego, it's to try to go, I don't know if, maybe it's ego, but I'm simply trying to find a way to go forward. It's not...
The way to go forward is, in spite of all these disturbances, you bend over, and you go forward, and not that you influence them in that way, that you want to bend them over.
Okay.
Right.
Hopefully it will be okay, and if not, then it will be very not okay.
It'll be okay.
You promise everyone?
Yes, I promise, and today's lesson is something special. Simply gives you a lot of strength. A lot of strength to do these things.
Okay, we're beginning the new year. This has to be this way.
Moscow 7.
Как вы сказали, сейчас постоянно требуется представлять себе вот эту картину зивуга с Творцом.
Like you said now, to depict this picture of this constant zivug coupling with the Creator, and the more you depict it, there will be more and more disturbances.
But we need to depict to ourselves adhesion to one another and the Creator between us, that we hold on to Him together, all of us. That is how I need to feel my group that way, even if they don't seem this way to me. That is how I depict myself, that we feel the Creator this way, and we are building Him. We are expecting of Him to strengthen us, and we strengthen Him and all of us together. Yes, continue.
It turns out that we need to have patience and persistence in this work. About persistence, I understand, it's a request to the Creator. But patience, because the Creator will constantly throw you out of this picture, gives you such states that...
You need to talk about this among yourselves all the time, to the extent you need to be equipped with patience and consistency. Yes, it's very important. It's like a mother towards her baby. What can you do? How many times at night to feed him and to wash him and more and more and more? It is, you've seen this in the family, that it's on, it's care and care and care. Nothing you can do. That's how we are, to constantly live with this. To live with it.
Beseder.
All right. Okay.
אני כבר לא יודע. PT 25.
I don't know. PT 25.
כן, רב, קודם כל ממש מורגש שצריך.
Rav, first of all, you could really feel that we have to say by the name of the whole 10 that this was a very powerful workshop. Very clear. It was really hard to hold ourselves above reason, but the question is about the Arvut that you started to connect, this effort to Arvut between us. What's the more correct thought? That I have to, upon what I see, depict, imagine that the Creator exists in above reason, or to make sure that the friends will do this? And if, am I thinking that they're in this already and I need to join them, or am I holding them in it?
It's of course better to see the friends as greater than me, that they are already, each and every one of them, and even all of us together, in faith above reason, meaning that they can be adhered to the Creator in spite of all the disturbances they have. And I want to join them in that and to also be successful. And then I'll discover that it's truly so, that they are in adhesion with one another and the Creator, and I am not. And the Creator will open my eyes to see that, and it will advance me greatly. And then I will need to be even more in faith above reason, not within the reason that the Creator reveals, but above the reason that I go ahead and discover. We'll reach such exercises. It's all ahead of us. It is all ahead of us. but just to constantly be in the morning lesson and throughout the day to try and not let go of the state, not let go of it.
Turkey tree is the furthest.
What is more important, being on the path or revelation of the Creator?
Most important for me is to pull the group towards the Creator on the one side. On the other side, to turn to the Creator to advance the group. Always engage in the group. Pull the group to the Creator, or push the group to the Creator on the one side. On the other side, to push or pull the Creator to the group. And I'm in the middle. I am a worker of the Creator. I try from the side to cause the group and the Creator to connect. The group is my will to receive in order to bestow. And I, myself, am my will to receive in order to receive. So, I pull the Creator to the group. I raise the group to the Creator. That is my work. And I'm on the side. That's the only thing that's important for me to happen.
24. Like you said about the Creator, there are many tricks with disturbances, nevertheless. I was in many prayers during the convention, and before the lesson, I got up early and I was outside the camp. I felt like I'm so far from sanctity that it's scary. It's like, why is the Creator doing this? I was truly not there. I barely entered the lesson. And this lesson put me in very deeply, very strong into the picture again.
So that's good. Now, Moti, now you understand why you were outside of us, in order to feel how you're entering from afar. So?
But what was created now is that anxiety of what's about to come, because I don't trust myself that when I'm far from sanctity, what can I do tomorrow with that feeling? What will be next time?
Who can count on a person? It's good that you feel this way. Very good. It's a very good feeling. It's unpleasant. And it evokes fear. I understand you. But you need here at this point to understand what faith above reason is. I don't care what I feel. Even if I walk in the shadows of death.
And you're saying that there's the ego, and it's going to grow, and it's going to grow, and it's grow, and even more grow.
Yes, the edges are more and more.
Does there need to be a preparation inside this anxiety? Or
nothing other than being in adhesion, to constantly renew being in adhesion.
In adhesion to what? To the Creator, to the Ten, to the above reason?
Yes, this is called Israel. Israel, Oraita Kutsha Bricho, Israel, the Torah and the Creator are one.
So that's what protects us, not to leave. You said once, not to let go of the hand of the Creator. You said that once? Thank you.
That's good. I'm very happy. It's the Creator directing us, and we truly need to be grateful to Him that He started putting us into the right path right after Rosh Hashanah. Now we have hope that it will end by us truly being able to give Him contentment. We have no other goal. Okay, friends, we are actually almost done with the lesson for today. And hopefully you'll exercise throughout the day. I really hope that you'll do exercises throughout the day and that we will be able to tomorrow morning, that we'll be able to continue it, to continue, not to go back, but to continue. In the meantime, we'll move on.